He's my shepherd. He's your shepherd. He is your provider. He's your everything. Well, that is my clue, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, for me to take this time to thank you for coming into the telecommunication sanctuary. Will you join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, you are our shepherd. You are our provider. You are our healer. You are our everything. And this morning, we thank you for the master's call this morning. We thank you for the prayer warriors. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for the speaker that will come and give a fresh, wonderful word this morning that will bless us, that we will not only have ears to hear and a heart to receive, but a willingness and a discipline to carry that thing out, to apply this teaching to our life. So, Lord, we thank you. We pray for anyone who is experiencing bereavement or sickness or disease, that you would comfort them. And we just love you this morning. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, this is Minister Ada Grace, letting you know that I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you would remember today, as the Psalm 23 says, the Lord is your shepherd. At this time, I'm going to turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. We lovingly call you our silver fox. The floor is yours. God bless you, Minister Jackie Henderson.
Well, God bless you, and good. Have a great walk this morning and continue to take care of that temple God has given you. And I'd like to thank you this morning, Minister Ada, for seating and greeting everyone in this telecommunications sanctuary and opening us up with that powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson, and I reside in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I have come to you to give you, for those that are new on the call, a little information about our call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Ms. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And our scripture reference is found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And with that, we were given a mission statement. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. So we have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as all the bios of our speakers. And our theme for this year is Found Faith in 2017. God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Ada Grace did so gracefully this morning, or a host as I am doing now, or if you have a word that you want to share from the Lord, or you may have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what brought us all together is a phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, formerly known as Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. It is the common thread that brought us all together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This company has great, great products to help the world become healthier. So share this call with your family, with your friends, and everyone that you meet. So are you someone you know, a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer, and you're having challenges calling in on the live calls or calling back in on the playbacks? There is a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 857-957-1147. Again, 857-957-1147. Please follow the prompts and you will be joined into the calls to share this information with your team members and your prospects. The new morning motivational call is held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and it is conducted by a team of great leaders that provide bio information for your artist business. And it also informs you of our wonderful products at Artist International or Artist Life. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Testimonial Thursday. And they are asking, if you have a powerful testimony, please call in on that call this morning to give your testimony about these great artist products. Now, I'd like to ask you, will I see you in Las Vegas September the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Artists United? Don't miss the opportunity to attend this great event. Work your business, meet your goals, and attend as a VIP and be recognized on stage. So remember, to get registered, you can contact Artist Life at 702-313-3333 and register. And also, set your goals at that time when you register on that call to be there so that you can walk across that stage. And also, it's imperative for you to register as soon as possible so they may be able to prepare and plan ahead for anyone desiring to attend Artists United. Now, right now, I'd like to move out the way and give you an introduction for our speaker of the morning. And let's hear from the Lord and not from me. Our speaker this morning is Minister Willa Peterson. And she has been married to her husband for over 40 years and is the mother of three adult children. After leaving her home in Oak Park, Illinois, after 38 years, Minister Willa and her husband, Jerry, retired to Tampa, Florida in October 2016. Minister Willa was a member of Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, where she was an active member of the Tape Ministry and the Evangelist Team. God has blessed Willa to unite with and become a member of a Bible-based Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida, where she looks forward to continuing in her serving capacity wherever God will have her to serve. An elementary teacher with emphasis in reading, diagnosis, and remediation, Minister Willa left her profession in order to raise her children. She returned many years later and worked as an inclusion teacher for children with special needs and as a librarian. Minister Willa resigned from the profession after a terminally ill diagnosis of her mother-in-law. She returned to her teaching profession after the passing of her mother-in-law as a substitute teacher for the Chicago Public School Systems. Additionally, Minister Willa is a certified health coach and a wellness educator for over 15 years of experience and knowledge of foods that nourish the body at the cellular level, as well as knowledge of the key ingredients to living healthier and a more productive lifestyle. As a result of overcoming health challenges by changing her diet and making some day-to-day changes in her lifestyle, Minister Willett is passionate about her part to end the global health crisis by sharing these concepts with others in an informal, fun, and interactive way. Minister Willett is excited about this new chapter of her life in Tampa. However, most of all, Minister Willett is excited about getting to know people in Tampa and sharing the love and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She loves the Lord and his word and strives to let that love show in every area of her life. So to some that don't know, and to those that do know, I would like to present our speaker of the hour, Minister Willa Peters. Are you there? Peterson, I am sorry. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me clearly?
I hear you very clearly, Minister.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank you so much for that warm introduction. You know I love you, our silver fox. And thank you, my little sister, Ada Lavette Grace, for that tagline for this morning. The Lord is our shepherd. Yes, he is. And for that powerful prayer. And, you know, I just love you. I've loved you since you were 16 years old, and I love you even more today. And to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, thank you so much for just having the faith in me to bring a word to our family this morning as we talk about Dr. Vanessa being our mother eagle as she pries our fingers from the nest and allows us to fly. And each of us have just soared so much since the time we began speaking. And I just pray that my message this morning will be a blessing to all of you. And my TMC family, thank you so much for being here with us this morning. We love each and every one of you. So I'm not going to belabor the point. My message for this morning is called Follow the Pattern. And the scripture verse from which I am taking it is Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, which reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Well, one of my hobbies is sewing. I must admit, I had been so busy with life that I have not sewn in over 15 years. Now, I know it's less expensive these days to buy a garment after you buy the pattern, which I was shocked to see how much the price had gone up, and after you purchase the material and all the notions required to make the garment look like the finished product featured on the pattern envelope. I know it's less expensive to buy a garment. However, for me, sewing is like physical therapy. So, although it's less expensive to purchase a garment than it is to physically make one, especially if you catch a good sale, I love to sew, as I said, because it's relaxation. Yes, it was even therapeutic and relaxing as I swipe my debit card to purchase the garment, the fabric, and everything I needed. I love to sew, so because I envision what the finished product will look like even before I get started cutting it, I'm just excited, you know, when I look at that envelope and say, oh, what I'm going to make is going to look like this. So now that I'm not quite as busy as I was when we lived in Oak Park, I saw a glimpse of an opportunity to sew again. So where should I start? What would I make first was my thought. Well, that didn't take too much thinking because, of course, I was going to sew for my granddaughter, Taryn. I was going to make her first birthday outfit. And her birthday, she turned one on July 7th. So looking through the pattern books, Simplicity, Butterick, and McCall, I thought I would start and polish my antiquated sewing skills with a quote-unquote easy pattern. However, as I thumbed through the books, I came across an adorable quote-unquote vintage pattern that consisted of a romper. Now, you know, if I'm talking about rompers, I'm talking vintage, and a button-on skirt. This pattern was far from easy, but I told myself, you can do it. And I left the store with everything needed to make Taryn's first birthday outfit look as beautiful as the finished product on the envelope. I must say, I could have bought Taryn about two very nice dresses for what I paid for this one. But I reminded myself, it's therapeutic, remember, and she will look great in it. So I was so excited about this little outfit. While at the store, I had already glanced over the guide, that's the instructions that is included with the pattern, just to get an idea of what sewing skills were involved. So I got home, and then I was ready to do the prep work, the measuring, the pinning, the cutting before sewing the garment. I called my daughter-in-law prior to cutting out the pattern pieces to make sure I cut the correct size for Taryn. You see, in one pattern, there are five sizes 6 months through 4 years are all included in this one pattern. Being that Taryn, according to the measurements I saw on the pattern, was a size one, I needed to cut away the sizes I didn't need. Isn't that the way God is with developing us to become an image of Christ's likeness? The Holy Spirit has the power to transform you and me as he cuts away, eliminating aspects of our character that are not pleasing to him. You see, in order to get the pattern the size that Taryn would fit, I had to take away some excess that would be of no value to her. John 15:2 tells us, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he cuts away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. However, God does not take away anything in us that leaves us empty. Those characteristics and traits that we may have had that have been pruned or cut away are replaced with attributes that are far more rewarding and get us more in line with how we as ambassadors and children of the Most High God are to look like. For example, Galatians 5:25 tells us, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. When we live and walk in the Spirit, our old nature has now put on the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such, there is no law. Notice that the use of the singular fruit indicates that there is unity and coherence and the outworking of these virtues. Well, after cutting away the parts of the pattern that I did not need, I was ready to use the cutting layout. In other words, follow the pattern in positioning the pattern pieces according to the cutting layout that they give you. And they give you that to make sure that you don't run short of fabric. Well, as I was positioning the pattern on the fabric, I thought I saw a better way to lay it out. So I resorted to laying the pattern on the fabric the way I thought was best. As I got down to the last couple pattern pieces, I saw that my way was not going to work. As I was working with the first few pattern pieces, it looked like it was going to be okay. But when I got to those two last pieces, I saw I was going to have to take all the pieces off the fabric and start over again. I had to follow the pattern. Although I thought I saw a better way, could it have been that the pattern experts saw that this was the way that they dictated was the best way to get to my expected end? That is the way it is with us. Or should I speak for myself, with me? That is the way with me. God has already seen the end of the situation from the beginning. However, because he is not providing an answer as fast as I think, or because I think I see a better way, I veer off the path sometimes of trusting him, taking things into my own hands thereby not getting the results he had in store for me. And as you would know, he gives us another opportunity to get it right, starting from the beginning, once again, when all I needed to do was follow Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, just follow the pattern. Well, now that the pieces are placed on the cut according to the cutting outline, pinned, cut, darts marked, it is time for the relaxation and the therapeutic part to begin. I am getting closer to the reality of this not just being a piece of fabric, but a beautiful little outfit for Taryn. As I was sewing and putting the romper pieces together, I encountered a step that I clearly did not understand. I looked more closely and read with greater attention that step, but I still wasn't getting it. So I put the pieces that I was working on and the pattern instructions in a bag and went to the fabric store to get assistance from someone who worked there. Well, the lady who worked there looked at my pieces and the pattern instructions and told me that she, quote unquote, thought she knew what I needed. I would later find out that her instructions were wrong. Being that this step was clearly out of my depth of experience, I did not see what she was talking about. So I left the store and decided to call the manufacturer of the pattern, Simplicity. Don't you know when things go on in our lives, we can go to our friends and family members to get clarity and still walk away confused, sometimes even more messed up and confused than we were before we started to talk with them? 1 Corinthians 14:33 tells us, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in the church of the saints." Just as I call Simplicity the manufacturer of the pattern, we can go to God, the manufacturer of clarity, order, and peace. Confusion can jeopardize one's ability to live according to the spiritual laws of God's kingdom. It leads to indecisiveness, frustration, passivity, and a lack of progress, things that go against God's will for our lives. God wants us to have peace. I realized the instructions the person of Simplicity gave me were different from the instructions I received from the woman who worked at the fabric store. I'm so glad I called them. However, I could not see over the phone what she was telling me to do to achieve the results I needed. So off I go back to the store to find somebody, whether an employee or a customer, to help me. When I got to the store, I saw two ladies, a mother and a daughter, looking through the pattern book. I went over to them, sat down, and explained that I did not understand what I needed to do. They were both very kind and helpful. The mother took the piece of fabric I was having trouble with, looked at the instructions, and immediately knew what to do, for she had conquered that step before. She sat there and patiently pinned it the way it was supposed to be, and even told me she wished she could use one of the sewing machines at the fabric store because she would sew it for me. You see, I called Simplicity, who told me what to do. However, this sweet lady showed me what to do. We seek God for answers. However, in the wait, he will send someone who has gone through or who has experienced what we are experiencing to encourage us, to lend a helping hand. He also uses us to let someone know in the wait that they can make it, just like he brought us through whatever it is we are going through. When I got home, I finally followed the instructions that Ruby gave me, and I was able to achieve the results. So I'm just going to skip down because I see I'm out of time now. There are some takeaways I want to give you, and I must say, Taryn looked beautiful in her little outfit on her birthday. The takeaways are, if you can see it, you can achieve it. And the Word of God tells us that with God, nothing is impossible. And Romans 4:17 tells us, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things that be not as though they were. Takeaway number two, persevere. No matter how challenging the situation looks, no matter how difficult, don't give up. because Philippians 4:13 tells us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Galatians 6:9 tells us, do not grow weary when doing well, for in due season we will reap our harvest if we do not faint. Takeaway number 3, God cares about even the small stuff in our lives. God has given us his word, which addresses every area of our lives. Trust that he knows every detail to the point of even the number of hairs on our heads. And point number 4, lastly, follow the pattern. Just as I had to pay attention to how to lay out the pattern and follow the directions for putting the pattern together, even to the point of seeking some help, that is what we, to the point of putting the pattern together, to the point of seeking some help, I still had to trust Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. Remember, God knows and sees the end from the beginning. He has given us his word to lead, guide, and direct us. When we spend time with him in prayer, reading his word, worshiping, praising him, meditating on his word day and night, I am a living witness that this formula works. Lastly, it may not look like it's going to turn out for your good, but follow the pattern. Get some scripture verses to stand on to nourish and sustain you through whatever you're going through. And I guarantee you, you will not regret your decision to heed to God's mandate to follow the pattern, which is the word of God. My TMC family, I pray this message has been a blessing to you, and I now turn it over to Minister Jackie. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister.
Well, thank you for that profound word. And shortly I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us all pray. Lord, we thank you for this word this morning. This was a great rhema word of God. We need to follow the pattern, the instructions that you have laid out for us, so that we can achieve what it is that we need to achieve, that we can come before you with that final outcome, being those strong ministers in the marketplace. God, we thank you for our speaker this morning. Have you downloaded such a great word in her? God, we ask you to pour back into her the virtues that she has poured out to us, to strengthen her, to keep her, to continually to walk in your way and follow the pattern as she follows your instructions. And we thank you for Artists International, that company that brought us each and every one of us together. As we follow the instructions, as we follow the systems, that we will be prosperous and the company will prosper, and it will, and it has, and it is that billion-dollar company that you had ordained it to be. God, we ask you to cover each and every one that has illness in their body. Let them follow that pattern. Let them follow that word to understand that by your stripes you were healed, that they are healed. And God, we ask you to comfort the bereaving families, because we know that by following that pattern, following your word, that there is peace, even in this time of loss. God, we ask you to bless each and every listener on this call, that they can glean from each and every word that comes from this call, to help them to go greater and stronger in you. We ask your continued blessings over this call, and our leaders on this call, our founders on this call, and every minister, and everyone that has just dialed in, even those that have just turned their lives over to you, and those that are turning their lives over to you, we ask your anointing, your blessings, and we cover this prayer with your blood and in your name, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. So to hear the playback of this powerful, powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085, and that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. Now, if you have a great testimony concerning these artists
products. Come join us right after this call on the new Morning Motivational Call, where today is Testimonial Thursday. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617#. Well, thank you again, Minister Ada Grace, for greeting everyone and opening up this call with prayer. And Minister Willa Peterson, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come and close us with the benediction?
Yes, I will, Minister Jackie, and thank you so much for all you do for the TMC call. You know, because he cares, God cares about the small things in our lives, family, and because he brings us through the small things, we know that he will bring us through those things that seem monumental to us. So, Father, as we trust you with all of our hearts, as we lean not on our own understanding, as we allow you to guide and direct our path, keep us on the straight and narrow, Lord. We just thank you that you've given us the pattern, the word of God. And we thank you that you told us as we follow that pattern, that you are going before us and goodness and mercy is following us, so we can't go wrong. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. We give you praise and we call it done. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I always say, my TMC family, go out and follow that pattern. But as I always say, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Be blessed. Have a great day. Goodbye.